Rock's national conference is beset with bickering. Delays and deluge failed to stop construction in Mozambique, and a quarter-century anniversary in Cameroon puts a new perspective on Bible translation. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Iraq's efforts toward keeping a coalition government together hinge on the outcome of the national conference. Trouble is, nobody can stop bickering long enough to set a time and place for the meetings later this month. Still, according to Sat7's Melissa Brown, the meetings have to happen.
The president, the prime minister, and other notable politicians will get together and try to resolve some of their interpersonal conflicts, try to resolve some of the security issues the nation is facing.
The country faces significant challenges, and many Iraqis aren't sure the conference will succeed. They're looking for something to alleviate their despair, which is where the Christian satellite programming of Sat7 comes in.
Christians in Iraq offer hope to their country because the life of Christ offers an alternative to violence as a means of resolving conflict, and the life of Christ offers an alternative to religious and ethnic discrimination in the community, and the life of Christ offers an alternative to corruption.
Next, Cyclone Funso has strengthened to a Category 4 storm, but it appears to be menacing the coast of Mozambique now. After a long delay, an Audio Scripture Ministries construction team made its way over washed-out roads into Shai this week to finish up work on a studio building. At this pace, they're hoping to be on the electric grid by next week. Getting the facility running will allow the recording teams to keep pace with the demand for audio scriptures. Pray for the storm to remain over water. Listening to Mission Network News. Today, Wycliffe Bible Translators is celebrating 25 years of work in Cameroon. Speaking from there, Wycliffe President Bob Creason says the translation process has come a long way since 1987. Expatriates are no longer heading up the field.
Cameroonians are now taking the leadership of these projects. Local communities are very much involved in helping to shape the nature of the translation process, what they want to see. And what they want to have built for them in terms of tools for discipleship, evangelism, and church planting.
That local translation model is being replicated around the globe.
The national colleagues, like the ones we have here in Cameroon, are a big part of why Bible translation has accelerated to the point that we can honestly have an honest discussion that within the next 12 to 14 years, the final Bible translation needs are going to be started.
The accelerated pace means more people hearing the gospel in their heart language sooner. Find ways to get involved with this work at our website. Next, following 3 months of chronological Bible study, the CR people of Papua New Guinea have now heard the gospel for the first time. Missionary Lane Sanford with New Tribes Mission says the CR finally understood what grace was really about. When they did, they couldn't keep quiet about it.
A large number of the ones that were there just gave a public testimony, and none of it was prompted even by us, the missionaries. They just gave just tremendous testimonies of personal faith and what Jesus had done for them. I'm feeble in my attempts to try to relive that for anyone else. To have been there and seen it was just awesome.
But Sanford says this is just the beginning for the CR.
His desire was to build the church, not simply just to evangelize people, but it's the growth and the maturation of the church that is really what God is concerned with. That's his program. And he wants to see the church grow and mature to a place that it can multiply and reach out.
Pray for this new church. Go to our website to see a video of the CR responding to the gospel. And Israel holds significance for a lot of religions, but especially for Christians. It's a land where our Savior was born, lived out his ministry, and died for a sinful world. Few people get a chance to visit Israel, but now you could have the chance too. BCM International is offering a trip to Israel this April at a recently reduced rate. You'll visit sites where Jesus called his disciples and see how God is still working there today. Find details at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN provides news and information that inspires people like you to reach out with the gospel. We do that on the radio and online. Our website desperately needs a redesign. Will you help with a generous gift? When you do, it's being matched dollar for dollar. Go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on the link with your best gift. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.